Good morning. Let us remember together that today, the 25th of April, marks the 110th anniversary of the landing of Anzac troops at Gallipoli. Our ceremony on air this morning has the last post, an observance of 1 minute silence, and the national anthems of both Anzacs, Australia and New Zealand. Gallipoli still evokes a sense of reflection and commemoration. The Anzacs were part of the historic landings on the Turkish Gallipoli Peninsula, and during that ill-fated 8-month-long campaign that followed, these men displayed courage, endurance, initiative, discipline, and mateship. Such qualities came to be called the Anzac spirit. The stories behind the 10 Victoria Crosses awarded to Australians and a New Zealand soldier on that little-known peninsula helped in the creation of the Anzac legend. The former Governor-General of Australia, His Excellency General the Honourable David Hurley, AC, CVO, DSC, spoke to us about Victoria Cross recipients.
The most recent Victoria Cross recipients in Australia, they're all quite different people. So it's very hard to look at their character and say, well, that person might be or might not. They're people who see beyond themselves, who see that there is something more important than them. And in a particular instance, that would be their mates, because that's the most important thing at that moment. You know, looking after the others, make sure others survive, are successful in their task. And I think if there's anything, it's just that element that comes through in their character that says, at this moment, it's not me, it's you, my mate, my friend, I'll look after you.
...8,907 Australian soldiers were killed at Gallipoli, and news of the landing made a profound impact on Australians at home. And the 25th of April very quickly became the day on which Australians remember the sacrifice of those who died at Gallipoli. The dreaded telegram that was delivered to the families of dead or missing fathers, brothers or husbands back home. Here is one such telegram from the Prime Minister to a wife.
Regimental number 1768, Private Thomas Tompkin, has been reported missing in action at Gallipoli and is presumed dead. On behalf of a grateful nation, I acknowledge his sacrifice. I extend the government's and the nation's condolences to you and your family. May he rest in peace.
How sad. You might remember the eulogy delivered by Prime Minister Keating at the funeral service of the unknown Australian soldier in 1993.
It's not too much to hope, therefore, that this unknown Australian soldier might continue to serve his country. He might enshrine a nation's love of peace and remind us that in the sacrifice of the men and women whose names are recorded here, there is faith enough for all of us.
That indeed was a very special day for the memory of those lost during World War I. All of us are overjoyed that you have joined us for this very special dawn service this morning. His Excellency David Hurley reflected on what the men may have felt on their landing at Gallipoli on that 25th of April back in 1915.
Well, I think we try to get this image in our mind of what it must have been like coming off the ships, silently in towards the coast, sun beginning to rise just as they were landing. I mean, if you try to just sit back and reflect, try to draw that image in your mind and think what was going through their minds. And then the tragedy that unfolded over the next 9 to 10 months. It was a very quiet start, and our dawn service captures that, if we allow it.
We will remember them.
The late Governor of New South Wales, Sir Roden Cutler, VC, told me in the year that he passed away why Australians went to war.
I think in the first place it was a national war. None of us liked what was happening in Europe, but all of us, I think, didn't want anything like that to happen in Australia. And so, without going into it very deeply, I suppose we looked upon it as our responsibility to join up, and don't forget, war only takes the youngest and the fittest.
Yes.
And so we joined up, and I can not recall any demonstrations or any antipathy to us joining up.
Did you come across any regrets, any moments of what am I doing here?
Oh yes, jokingly.
Yeah, sure.
Like the soldier who wrote back from the Middle East to his mother, and they weren't allowed to say where they were, of course, but he said, "Dear mother, I'm now in the land where Christ was born, but I wish to Christ I was in the land where I was born." You've got that sort of thing, yes.
Today, Anzac Day goes beyond the anniversary of the landing on Gallipoli in 1915. It is the day on which we remember all Australians who have served and died in all wars and on operational services. The spirit of Anzac, with its qualities of courage, mateship and sacrifice, continues to have meaning and relevance for our sense of national identity. I add that this year also marks the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War for Australia. Wherever you are listening this morning, and if you are able, would you please stand as we honour both New Zealand and Australia with our national anthems. If you are able, remain standing for the ode and the last post, followed by 1 minute of reflective silence and then Reveille. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them, lest we forget. Thank you. I thank you sincerely for sharing this Anzac Day dawn service with us on air. Remember, four words embody the spirit of Anzac: courage, endurance, mateship, sacrifice. And three words have stood the test of time: lest we forget.